Pamela and I, we run Softa Hospital. The services are cleaning, restaffing, and also to repair the soft toys. Softa Hospital started in 2016 because of a lady who actually approached us to help her to fix a Jacob cat. She just needed her cat to be stitched up because of a tear, so we decided to help her. But what we didn't expect is that she blogged about us, and after she blogged about us, there have been a lot of inquiries coming in. And then Pamela and I would start thinking like, why not set up the service whereby we can offer to people who require their soft toy to be fixed. After the soft toy comes into the hospital, then we will subject the soft toy to UVC light treatment. It's basically to use UV light to get rid of all the nasties like the viruses, bacterials, and whatever that comes with the soft toy.
After UVC, if the toy needs to be washed, we will proceed with the washing using only plant-based and non-toxic washing agents. We'll put the toy in the bathtub and then we'll add in the solution and then we'll give the toy a soft massage. We do not recommend washing machine, steamer, dryer, or the electrical appliances to keep the soft toy safe. For the drying process, we'll lay flat on a rack. We will not really go and clip the ear or clip the legs to dry. So when we let the toy lay flat on the rack, the water will drip down. When the soft toy is dry, we will fill in with new stuffing. Or for customers who say strictly no to operating the soft toy, we will not open up and remove the old stuffing. We will keep the toy as it is. Throughout the whole process, we will update the customers with photos and videos until the whole process is finished.
The most memorable soft toy restoration should be the Don Pan. Don Pan is a mascot for Donkey. What happened is that there's this gentleman who approached us, and what he wanted us to do is that he wanted us to create a zip at the back because he wanted to have a ring, okay, inserted in the Don Pan so that he can propose to his girlfriend. His initial plan to propose to his girlfriend is to don on the mascot costume at one of the outlets. But last minute, they told him no because of the change in the restriction due to COVID-19. So he approached us and it would give us a few days, I think something like 2 days. And we had to figure out how to do it for him. We think it's quite meaningful if we can pull it off. So that's why we decided to take up this challenge, and in the end, we made it. Yeah, he proposed to his girlfriend, and his girlfriend agreed to marry him. There's a happy ever after. And it became very memorable for us because we never thought that what we do can actually help someone, you know, in his proposal to his girlfriend. We have this one customer who have 3 elephant soft toys. So while they are here, we need to talk to them, okay, feed them and play with them, and also constantly update the owners on their well-being.
These 3 elephants are called Happy, Lucky and Clever. She has this deep connection with her elephants. She will talk to them, she will spend time traveling with them, celebrating their birthdays, having meals with them. The first time she contacted us was to give these 3 elephants spa therapies. then subsequently she want us to do 3 sets of costume. The third time she came back is during the Chinese New Year period, so we also make a new set of costume for the elephants to celebrate Chinese New Year with her family. This customer shared that this tree elephant has been always with her during the difficult time of her life. She's very emotionally attached to these tree elephants. She told us that these tree elephants are vegetarians, so we have to be very careful with their diets. Make sure no meat, we'll give them fruits, we'll give them vegetables, salads, and nothing meat. We will also talk to the elephant, we will also play with the elephants and make sure they sleep well at night. Because we understand she's very well attached to the tree elephants, so to make her feel at ease and comfortable, we'll constantly provide her with photos and videos of the elephants. A lot of customers have very strong emotional attachment to their soft toys, to the point that they treat their toy like children, you know. They will constantly text you asking for updates. They will see how's their toy are doing. Sometimes, you know, when you wash the toys, they are wet and flat. And then when they see the photo, they'll start crying and say, oh, why my toy look like that? No, then they'll send you all the emo icons crying.
Some people might find like talking to soft toy or doing all these things are quite weird. But to us, we understand. We understand where the owner is coming from, because we love soft toys and we are soft toy collectors as well. So we understand that kind of attachment to the soft toy. Some owners who actually been through thick and thin with the soft toy, some they got it when they are very young from their mom and their mom is no longer with them. So that's the only thing that they can remember their mom. What keeps us going in this job is that we are able to help the owner get the toys fixed. It's a very natural thing for us to want to fix the soft toy because we want to help them as well. It gives us a satisfaction that we are able to make the soft toy well again, to prolong the lifespan of the soft toys, and also that the owner can enjoy the company of soft toys for a longer period of time.